V-E. How do you say Jesus? How do you say Jesus? How do you say Jesus? Love, love, love.
I think it's really interesting when we sing that song that suddenly we spell Jesus L-O-V-E. Because it doesn't sound like J-E-S-U-S, does it? And yet, L-O-V-E is a perfectly good way to spell Jesus, I think. And to say Jesus is love, 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 is to put our hope and our trust in him. We're talking about hope today. And we put our hope in Jesus. It's what helps us take our first steps in life and to get back up when sometimes we land on our backside. That hope is an energy and a power. But today, I just woke up feeling great. I woke up feeling thankful because I have hope, even in the midst of some really troubling things that are going on, even in the midst of hardship for a lot of people, I still am filled with hope. So I thought we'd sing a little song, just pure thanksgiving today. Should we do that? This is one of those songs where I sing some words and you sing them after. Do you want to try it? I bet you can learn it in a heartbeat. Starts out, ironically, thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord, forgiving me, all I have, and all I need, the friends I meet, the food I eat, thank you, God. For everything. Did you see that smile? Holy moly. Thank you, God, for giving me all I have, all I need, the friends I meet, the food I eat. Thank you, God, for everything. Thank you, God, for everything. Awesome. Sometimes the best way to remain hopeful is simply to be thankful. So I hope you're thankful throughout your days. And remember this little song. You can teach it to other folks if they need a little hope. Being thankful is a great way to get there. Amen? Amen? Thanks for being a part of worship today. Thank you for coming up. We love you all. You are a blessing to us all. You can go back and sit with your folks now if you'd like.